a temporary situation. Simue explains that several projects are underway to boost energy production, including solar and gas power installations, as well as new interconnectors that enable Zambia to import and export electricity more efficiently within the region. He adds that government investments in renewable energy and industrial growth will not only stabilize power supply, but also continue to sustain key social programs such as free education, social initiatives, and university support. AutoGuard Engineering Limited has donated 100,000 kwacha to the Lusaka Motorsports Club ahead of this year's National Motor Rally Championship. Speaking during a press briefing, AGEL Customer Relations Engineer Mula Omoyo said sponsoring events like the motor rally is one of the ways the company gives back to the community by sharing passion, skills, and the competition it represents. Meanwhile, Lusaka Motorsports Club President Tyson Mwani has expressed gratitude for the donation, citing it as a symbol of bold ambition, innovation, and commitment to excellency. Mwale also acknowledged other stakeholders, including the Road Development Agency, RADSA, and the Zambian Police, saying their assistance is the backbone of the rally because it is more than just a race. Furthermore, Chief Safety Officer Isaac Munda states that vehicle inspections will be conducted to ensure participant safety. Munda further adds that some roads will be closed on Saturday, November 8, 2025, including Makishi Road, Kawe Roundabout, and Kujinkum Road to pave the way for the rally. This year's Lusaka Motor Rally, now in its 5th edition, aims to crown the 2025 champion with about 8 participants campaigned so far. The governance expert has called for a survey to be conducted among councillors in rural areas to assess their representation, citing education challenges in these areas. Speaking to Onda Radio, Brenda Changala says that academic qualification does not necessarily determine performance, noting that some individuals have excelled without degrees, while educated leaders have underperformed. This follows after former Minister of Information and Agriculture Dora Chilia's suggestion that degree holders be prioritized for parliamentary and chancellor positions. Changala has questioned the effectiveness of degree holders in current leadership, stating that 98% of the cabinet holds advanced degrees, yet performance is lacking. He has since called for a comprehensive survey to weigh the benefits and drawbacks of requiring degrees for this role. Still in local news, a political analyst has welcomed the government's decision to increase salaries for civil servants, emphasizing that both public and private sector workers deserve fair compensation and improved working conditions. Speaking in an interview with Onda Radio, Dr. Alex Ngoma says the cost of living changes every year and that it is essential for government to adjust salaries to match economic realities. He has emphasized that salaries should be reviewed annually for both civil servants and private sector employees at least they arrive. Dr. Ngoma has also dismissed concerns that salary increments could lead to inflation, explaining that inflation is not caused by wage increase alone, but by the imbalance between income and the production of goods and services. The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZITA, has issued a 21-day ultimatum to telecom operators, Infratel and the IHS Tower to improve network service across the country. ZITA Director General Colin Bizumo says that ongoing connectivity disruptions are affecting online businesses, digital transactions, and essential services such as transport booking. During an interview with Onda Radio, former IHS serial technician Emmanuel Malai says our challenges is a key cost and many telecom towers operate on desperate electricity which is not stable at the moment. Malai says that one day deadline will put pressure on the telecom operators while power deficit is still ongoing. Meanwhile, a Kalingalinga resident member Mutailo says even if Victor issues a 21-day deadline, network service improvement will be unlikely as long as this power supply remains unreliable. Mutailo says without a the figures presented for both new registrations and updates are provisional and subject to verification and consolidation. Sataro says the Kopa Belt province has recorded the highest number of registrations with over 100,700 voters, followed by Eastern and Southern province with over 100,000 voters. He adds that Muchinga and Northwestern province have recorded the lowest numbers of registrations with 67,181 and 93,330 respectively. He has emphasized that these numbers do not necessarily reflect better or poorer performance. Kasaro says the variations are influenced by factors such as the total number of eligible voters in each province, which differ significantly from province to province. He adds that the commission will direct that if one registered in 2020 or during the continuous registration of voters and still have their voters card, they remain on the register and do not need to register again. Kasaro says in order to facilitate access to the voter registration process, a voter can register at any open registration center and they can choose the polling station of their choice to vote from during next year's 2026 general election. We now take a short break to become an international and sports news from the world.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, iTel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protector, power bank, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktop, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mic, camera bag, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chifaramba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.